Chapter 4. India. "What?" said Phileas Fogg. "Are you saying that this woman wants to die with her husband?"
Phileas Fogg looked at the timetable. "The Mongolia will arrive in Bombay on the 22nd of October," he wrote in his little black book. But she arrived 2 days early, because there was a northwest wind behind her. He wrote, "2 days early," in the little black book. But he did not smile. At 4:30 in the afternoon of the 20th of October, everybody left the ship and went into Bombay.
"The train from Bombay to Calcutta leaves at 8 o'clock, Phileas Fogg told Passepartout. "Be at the railway station before then."
Then he went to the passport office and had dinner at the railway station. Fix went to the police in Bombay and asked about the warrant. He could not take Phileas Fogg back to England without a warrant. But the warrant was not there. It was in the post from England. So Fix could do nothing. Passepartout looked at Bombay. Everything was interesting to the young man. He stood outside the fine temple at Malabar. He liked it. So he went inside. But Passepartout didn't know that you can't go into a temple in India in your shoes.
"This temple is really lovely," thought Passepartout.
He looked at the beautiful things in there. Suddenly, three men in orange clothes started to hit him. Then they threw him to the floor and took his shoes. They were very angry. They shouted something, but Passepartout didn't understand the language. But the Frenchman was young and strong. He pushed the men away and ran out of the temple into the street. At 7:55, 5 minutes before the train left, Passepartout arrived at the station without his shoes, without a hat, and without the bag of new clothes. He found Phileas Fogg at the dinner table. Fix was at the station restaurant too. He sat behind Phileas Fogg and watched him. He listened to Passepartout and Phileas Fogg. Passepartout moved his arms up and down when he told Phileas Fogg about the temple. The detective smiled. "So, the servant did something wrong in this country," he thought. "I can use that. The thief will have to stay in India, and I can wait for the warrant from England."